public information session on the Stability Treaty in Area 7 at 5 o'clock. And that meeting will be while we have targeted the community sector and the business community to come along for information on the Stability Treaty. It's an open meeting, and I would encourage people who have yet to make up their mind or want more information to come along, and it's going to be quite informal, and it's going to be primarily an information session.
In the past, Donegal has a reputation for bucking the trend when it comes to referendums. Do you think maybe it could be the same case with this treaty?
Well, I think from previous Lisbon referendums, what people in Donegal were saying, they were saying two things. They were saying Europe was getting too big and was getting out of control, and secondly, they didn't get enough information. So what we're trying to do tomorrow is to provide the information to ensure people make an informed decision. While Post has sent out information in Irish and English in relation to the 11-page document and the Stability Treaty, it's important also to recognise the fact that Donegal people did say that Europe was getting too big, and we have to put in, you know, mechanisms to ensure that there is more structure to the euro currency, and I suppose that's what the Stability Treaty is trying to do. So I would encourage as many people to come along. It's important people make an informed decision, and it's important for people at, you know, this early stage of the campaign to get as much information, and this will be an opportunity to do that.